Mosquitoes can be one's number one enemy in a hot summer day. Yet stories about mosquito repellent incense are harmful to human health worry users who are desperate to keep the mosquito away. Let's talk about all these different measures that Chinese people have come up. Apparently there's the mosquito coil and other bug repellent.
There's just not enough fun ways to kill those things because I hate them, you know? But let's talk about the coils, because you know what? You might be killing yourself, too, if you use them. All right, so apparently from the Shanghai Morning Post and Shanghai Insect Museum with the Chinese Academy of Sciences, they've jointly conducted a series of experiments testing how poisonous, I guess, these mosquito coils can be. So as there's including two smokeless ones and smokeful ones. Either way, as I understand, the experiment found, as for the smokeless coil, burning it in a closed-door bedroom-sized area for more than an hour will no doubt generate inhalable particles, which equals a heavily polluted day or smoggy smog, right? They also found that it's like the equivalent to 5 to 6 packs of cigarettes if you're using this often, in the fact that it's just generating particles. And so, you know, I thought about it like this. It sounds like pesticides. You know, pesticides are so great. They make sure we get all those crops because those dang pests eat all of our crops before we get them in our mouths. So what are we going to do? We're poison them. But then we find out, we've poisoned ourselves sometimes, and we have to wash our fruit. And how inconvenient is that? I don't like washing fruit. I just want to eat it as soon as I get it.
Yeah, you should wash it.
Yeah, I should wash it. Mm-hmm. And anyways, you know, basically, there's tons of ways to kill these things. Guys, I would move away from these mosquito coils. It sounds like it could be harmful to your health. One particular way I really like is, you know, those ones that are like electric, and it's like, and then you can hear them. When it kills the, it's like, there's just this little
sense
smiley
of satisfaction.
Face. Yeah, something smiling inside of me every time I hear it go. I'm like, oh yeah, that'll teach you, bloodsucker. You know, God, mosquitoes. I'm sorry, folks. Mosquitoes are the worst.
Well, they are. What you just described.
They just take and they never give.
Uh-oh. Very brutal way to kill mosquitoes. And also, I do have a little question towards this experiment, because I feel like mosquito coils are those rain after rain kind of traditional incense. So do people really use it indoor and put them indoor with them, closed door in a bedroom for over an hour? I don't think that'll happen. Yeah. And for those of you who do that, stop doing that. Maybe you should put your coil on for over in an hour or half an hour in a closed bedroom, and then, well, you don't step in, and then you can open the windows and doors to have the dead mosquito out or something, and then you can enter in to make sure you're not harmed by that.
I think even, yeah, some of these just unnatural sprays you could even get off Taobao or in the U.S., they sometimes have toxic levels and these kind of things, so actually, there's quite a few natural ways to be able to get rid of mosquitoes. And some of these are herbs like lemon balm, marigolds, catnip. There's a whole list. Basil. God, lavender. I love the smell of lavender. And it gets rid of those pesky mosquitoes. That's a win-win. And it's not toxic or going to kill you, you know, if you light it up. I don't think you should light it up. But, you know, put it on your skin. However you apply it. Look online, folks. But lavender could be that right way of doing this.
Yes, and also I think it shows that people want healthy products.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people have a higher standard for commercial products. Because I remember when I was a little girl and my grandma used to tell me that we've always had these mosquito coils, these swirly mosquito repellent incense. Yeah. Yes, and that's almost like a very sweet and fun piece of memory from childhood. And it's only recently, as we grow older, we realize that maybe there's some toxins in that object that you don't really want to be in the same room with that stuff. So yes, this is scientific. Be a little bit more careful with these things that you put in your bedroom. And maybe these days in an urban setting, you see less mosquitoes anyway.
Yeah, and I think this actually, it's like an ode to maybe some traditional ways to solve things is, you know, sometimes traditional ways of fixing problems are a good way to fix problems. They're not as toxic. They're not as, you know, have this residue or this smoke that'll hurt you, but actually a good way to fix the problem. So an ode to the traditional values.
Yeah, I do have an old traditional one. That is, use a mosquito net, because I don't, I'm not only hating them when they bite me, when they buzzing around my ears, that's the worst.
Preach.
So have a mosquito net.
Yeah.
Yes. And that again brings back memories. I call them mosquito curtains, maybe, that covers your bed and keeps the mosquito away.
Fond memories.
Romantic. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.